Ooh, this was a finale of finales. Is Reagan having a baby? Tamika's going in again for Gianna at a party, and we get to see Barry's booty. This is a finale we've been waiting for.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yes. We got our beads, y'all.
Celebration.
Oh, I think I just dropped a bead.
Oh, no.
Someone take off their pants. No, just kidding.
Barry,
just
where kidding. Are you?
Yeah.
Right? Oh,
Barry,
John.
Where are you?
Oh, yeah, John.
Yeah. You know what, Reagan, Tamika, I'd let them take off their shirt, too. I appreciate it all.
Yes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Southern Charm New Orleans After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We're so excited. My name is Matt Maher. I'm going to be one of your hosts guiding you through this finale. I have my lovely panel. My ladies.
Hey, guys. I'm Elmarie.
And I'm Mike DeCrio.
All right, we are digging in. We also are going to have some news coming up for the show. And also, usually we always talk about AfterBuzz predictions, but this time, since it's his finale, we're going to spend a little bit more time prediction of where we think people are going to go and all that kind of stuff. So, and then you know we're always going to have our Laissez le bon temps cray-cray, because y'all know we got it this week. All right, let's go. Episode 8, Better Late Than Pregnant, Than Preggers. Okay, let's start with maybe... Let's talk about the girls' brunch, right? The girls'
yes.
brunch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yes. So, I always want more Rachel.
I do,
want
too.
More Rachel. See her. I'm like, I want to say, okay, girls' brunch. So, right. They're getting to it. I mean, they're drinking at 9 a.m. a French 75. Oh, by the way, y'all, I know we said we were going to make drinks this week.
Yeah.
But if you follow me on Instagram... I got really drunk yesterday. And so
he drank the drinks for us yesterday.
I did.
Yeah.
And then I got so excited for the finale today. I was in a car wreck.
Yes, he was. What a coincidence. So was I.
I hit my taste car, y'all.
He hit my car.
I was parallel parking. It was like a little love bump. But I look back and I see this girl going like,
what are you doing? Hello? Do you not see? I didn't even know that it was you, to be honest.
She was like, I thought some old lady hit my car. And I'm like, great. Anyway, so
yeah.
I was excited to get here, though.
Yeah.
It's like I instinctually knew we were going to see Barry's booty.
Right. Once I saw you pop out of the car, I was like, oh, it's just you. Okay. It's a love bump. Like, you're fine. Yeah.
Anyway, so that's been our day. So y'all just lucky we're here. Okay?
Yes, you are.
And Maurice, I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing with these hot
messes. Elmarie came prepared. And she brought us these awesome beads.
She got the beads, yes.
Yeah, she came
prepared.
Started.
So the ladies are having brunch. I'm so used to saying drag brunch because I'm used to going to brunch with drag queens. It's pretty much the same thing. I love them. Tamika is a drag queen. I love her. I mean that as a compliment. So Tamika comes in and they're with the girls and she starts telling them about Gian.
Mm-hmm. Straight off the bat.
Your favorite person.
Yes.
You know, we got some comments in our chat last week about Gian. You know, some people talking about like maybe there's even another side of Gian. Right. And it's interesting that it's like Susan read our comments on our panel.
Yeah.
Because she was like, she kind of brought up what this other side of Gian, what is she has insecurities. She has, you know, things that she's working through.
She was divorced, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what they were saying. And she has kids, and I had no idea. So I guess that was a comment that Tamika made of, I'm married, but you're not.
And Tamika did say that very pointedly.
Yeah. Right. Because I thought she was just single the entire time.
So did y'all think, especially coming from our, you love Gian.
Yeah. I mean, don't make it sound like I hate her. I don't hate the poor woman.
You don't hate her.
It's just annoying.
But did you see the other side, though?
No.
I didn't either.
You didn't.
Did you? No, right?
You didn't. Oh, I did a little bit. I'm a wimp.
I just think.
I go.
I mean, I guess it's like it could be true, but at a certain point, you need to not necessarily get over your issues, but acknowledge your issues and deal with them. You know what I mean? Once you get a certain age, if it's going to affect how you are and how you interact with people.
Yeah, like,
that's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I do agree. I don't think it excuses her actions because she's been, there's a difference of, again, having to talk with Barry, but she's like gone off the radar with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's odd.
It's odd. And then she tries to make friends with all these guys and try to have like some sort of like business deal. And it's like, you just can't mix both of them. Like I said last time. And so now, since we had our interview that one time with Tamika and how she's like, well, we still don't talk and nothing's happened. It's like, Tamika actually went out of her way to apologize, which she doesn't do, but it's like a thing to say it, get over it, and move on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we'll get into it, I think, more once we start talking about the party, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Did you lose a beat, girl?
No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
But, and I felt like Tamika was starting to get over it from the girl, not over it, but just kind of like, okay, processing. Mm-hmm. And then she gets home after the brunch to Barry, uh-huh. and Barry starts talking about how Gian canceled her card for the gym. And then Tamika just had this moment. Sorry, my beats keep jingling. I don't want them to jingle too much on the show. Tamika goes in, and there was like this whole thing where Barry tells her that she couldn't remember, and she just goes,
right? Like,
done. Mm-mm. Done. It's done.
Over. She just, I don't know if she's casting a spell. Tamika, girl, I don't know if this is voodoo or
it's
hoodoo.
It's the bad juju.
Yeah, you just like, I'm going to start doing that now. When I can't deal with people, I'm just going to go,
Done. And walk away.
Yes, I love that. But Barry seems to like it because he feels like she's listening. So,
yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. So, that's and we're going to talk about this too. But then, of course, Tamika. She can't keep her mouth shut at that party. So she talks it up again.
They kind of give a little glimpse when Tamika's having the conversation with Barry and she's saying how, you know, Gian hangs out with all of her guy friends. Mm-hmm. And she even has a relationship with her brother. They gave a little preview to that. Like, I mean, like in the past episodes. And I'm like, wow, this girl is like really invested into everybody, like all of her relationships. So, I mean, it makes sense that she's questioning and she's heard about it. Mm-hmm. The way Gian, their whole relationship
is.
And it's weird because she also mentioned, Gian only mostly works with men. Mm-hmm. Like, she doesn't work with women a lot. And
thought that was interesting.
It's like a little part of me wants to say, well, I can see it kind of how, you know, the misconception that women can never get along, but that's not always the case. Mm-hmm. Women can get along and they can have a business and they can be on a board together and, you know what I mean? Like, they can coexist. So just to say, like, just because of that, you know, stereotype, whatever you want to call it, that women can't work together, that... Yeah, just to dismiss it, I guess, to say like, oh, that's normal. If she wants to only work with men, it's like, no.
Well, I had a friend, one of my friends, my friend named Don McCoy. She's a blogger and stuff, and so she was talking about just women support each other. She had such a great quote where she said, I feel like it's about time women don't compete with one another. And then she said, time's up on that too.
Yeah.
And I was just like my sticker right here. Support your homegirls.
Support your homegirls.
Yes. Just like my sticker right here. Right? Support
and
your homegirls.
Women
home
can work together.
Yes.
I'm an honorary homegirl, but I'm not.
Yes, you
I'm
are.
Homegirl. Okay. So, Gian. Okay. So, but we're going to have more Gian later coming up. So, let's talk a little bit about leaving an iTunes review, everybody. Ooh. Hey, you know what? So even though we have been, giving you all our and nothing in return, we never ask for anything. No. We would love an iTunes review. If you go or Google Play, Spotify, wherever you listen to your, what's the other one? Stitcher. Wherever you listen to your Google podcast, Play, if you could give us a little 5 stars, write a little review on that. We deeply appreciate that very much. If you're if you're watching the podcast, be sure to give us a thumbs up. Mm-hmm. Thumbs down makes me frown.
So give it us makes us all frown.
Yes. Yeah. Thumbs up. Can't think of a word that rhymes with up. Thumbs up.
Tamika does.
Yes, but,
you know.
Thumbs up. So anyway, give us a thumbs up and we will appreciate it very much. And then sharing is caring, y'all. Sharing is caring. Okay, we're going to get to that party, I promise. Let's jump in a little bit to Justin and Kelsey. Oh, can we talk about Justin and him not being here for the interview, actually?
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
So we promised you last week that Justin was going to be here for the interview. Mm-hmm. So I sent him a message on Insta this morning, just like, hey, boo. I didn't call him boo, but I wanted to because he's so hot. Mm-hmm. And anyway, I was like, hey, boo. I didn't. Yeah, are you up for the interview tonight? And so I didn't hear anything. And then because I have given him my number before because I'm thirsty. Because I'm thirsty, dehydrated.
Dehydrated, yeah.
And so Justin called me, y'all. Mm-hmm. First of all.
Like on the phone?
On the phone. Oh. I felt like I was like cheating on my boyfriend. I was like, it was at like 9:30. I had to get up out of the room. I was like, hey, I'll be right back, babe. Yeah, hey, Justin. And so anyway, his voice is so sexy. Ooh, it's like Barry White realness. I'm telling you.
Kelsey better watch it.
I know.
And Matt is coming for him.
He's been working out now, too.
He has. You can tell.
Although I liked him soft in the middle. You know what I mean, girl? Okay. But anyway, so cute. But he called me and said, I just wanted to call you and say, I feel so deeply sorry, but I'm unable to do an interview now. He said, but I feel like it's last minute. He's like, I just wanted to be a gentleman and I didn't want to leave you hanging. And I
Thank
was like,
you.
That is
we
Southern.
We appreciate that.
That is Southern. But he had to do what he had to do. He had to do some promo and a party for Bravo. So I was like, okay, well, you picked the network over us. So I understand your life. So Justin, we love, and as I said, season two, boo. Season two. We're ready for
you. We'll see you season two.
We'll see you season two. Okay, so let's talk about Justin and Kelsey.
Yeah.
What was that yeah for, Maita? What are you thinking? What are your thoughts?
I actually really understood Kelsey and what she was talking to him about, to Justin about, because it was very core. It was relatable. I mean, I've been in a certain situation like that. And when a guy is so driven career-wise, he just tends to think about himself.
Mm-hmm.
And as a woman, you kind of have to remind him, like, yo, like, what's, where am I in this picture? Like, you have to set yourself in stone. So she didn't come off to me thirsty as she did last.
Because she has seemed thirsty.
Like, that's how she comes across. But now it was just like I was able to understand her side of the story a little bit more.
That's almost just a symptom of what was really happening.
Yeah. Right. The only thing I did not agree on was the fact that when Justin's mom came in, she continued on the conversation. And I'm like, ooh, girl, no, this should be just both of you.
I felt like maybe they were, maybe this was the editing. I felt like the mom already knew about the conversation because they were talking with the door open. And it's not like they were whispering.
So it was welcome, like she was welcome to it.
Well, then she said there's no secrets in their family. I'm sorry, what were you going to say, Amari?
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't know exactly their relationship, like, with them. I mean, we know, of course, she knows his mom. So they may have a relationship where she's okay with continuing to talk, carry on the conversation. You know what I mean? Like, some places, some relationships, it's like they wouldn't do that. They would just start talking about it, you know?
Well, she seems
But I think
like,
they're comfortable enough to continue.
Yeah, she seems like the mom. What's her? Is it Dottie? Is her
Dottie,
name?
Dottie, yeah.
She's sweet.
She's sweet, but also Justin talking. I mean, she's like, she is a force of nature in New Orleans.
Right.
And so she doesn't seem like the type of mom that would kind of pussyfoot around situations. Mm-hmm. That she would, like, she would be directing, like, she'd get in.
Yeah. She did. She got in and she kind of told Chelsea, like, made her feel special and said, you are part of this family. Like, I don't want you to feel like you're not special.
But she totally took up for her son.
Yeah.
I mean, she was, it was very much like, my baby doesn't do wrong. I mean, my mama would do that too. Yeah. Actually, maybe she wouldn't. But
my mom better.
Right? I hope my mom...
but just trying to get Chelsea to see it from Justin's perspective.
Yeah. So it was just a little, I don't know, it was a little bit of, it was just an awkward situation, right? It was an awkward situation.
Yeah.
And
do you guys think Justin actually does make plans for himself? Because I feel like maybe, I mean, he's taking Kelsey into consideration. Do we not think so?
Like, kind of. I think by default, like, oh, well, you're here, so come on.
You know, I think it's honestly about...
Tag along.
Yeah.
I think it's about the communication and, like, what is your intention?
As a therapist.
Well, I'll be honest. Sometimes my own boyfriend can be like that, too. Because, and also when he talks about, it's just, and I know, hopefully Kelsey can understand, but it's just, it is different when you are a black man in this country trying to be successful. I mean, you just have a lot of pressure on yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's already, you have a lot of pressure just to succeed and you know, kind of not be another statistic or not be whatever. And so there's all that on top of that, too. And hopefully, I mean, I would assume, I would hope that Kelsey would understand that since she is, you know, black as well, but it's different being a man than a woman.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's different. And what I would say to Kelsey's defense is when you're doing something like that, though, like we have to move in with your parents, like that's a huge thing.
That's deep.
That's deep. And so if it's like, I'm just going to still continue to be your girlfriend, you know what I mean? Like I'm making a sacrifice and I have to live here with your parents. So what are we doing? You know what I mean? It's different if we were staying at home and we're just, you know, dragging this along and I'm like, okay, time's ticking, but I'm starting to make sacrifices for you. Like, this
is real. He might be, too. You know? We just don't. I don't think he's
commuting. It doesn't come off like he's making any sacrifice.
I don't think he is, but also I think he's not. Men are terrible at communicating.
Yes, they are.
Especially straight men. I mean, they are so terrible. So there's definitely, like, this idea of that men have to that men don't, they just don't talk about what they are, like, he might have all these ideas of, I want to get a better job so I can buy a house for Kelsey. I want to get a big house so we can have children. But she might not even know this because this just might be in his head and he's talking about it.
Yeah, and she must have given up so much of herself already that she's feeling like he's not doing enough.
Because it does seem like his show. She, when she said that, she's like, it's like, I'm just, we even talked last week in the show. Yeah. Somebody brought up on the panel, like, she's always kind of standing in the back background while he does a sing, and I was like, damn, did she watch this show like 8 months ago? And no, that's what I thought happened, but I loved it. I texted
who
I texted Justin. I was like, now I know why you weren't on this show, because Kelsey just dug into you, boo. You were scared.
Scared,
and he didn't respond. Silence.
Yeah,
he's probably drunk. I don't know. Yeah. But so that's pretty much all that happened with Justin Kelsey this episode. Mm-hmm. I mean, we get a little bit of part of like, we love her.
Oh, I'll say this to the end.
But yeah, we didn't get that. Okay. And so let's move on to, we're going to get to Tamika and Gian, but let's talk about Tamika and her daughter, Rainey. I can't read my writing. This was a sweet little moment, right? And also, I started following Susan on Instagram, and Susan is woke, y'all. I love that woman. I really love her. I love her hair. I love her voice. I love her fashion. I just love her.
Susan and Rachel just need to hop on Let It Be All Girls on this show.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we love the guys, too. But
no, we need them. You know, we need the men. Yeah. I need Barry's booty.
And John's abs, you know?
Yes.
Okay, so every single episode has started off with John without a shirt coming out of a pool. I mean, Elmarie and I were just staring at the TV like, damn.
He wasn't even wearing sweatpants, too. He's wearing, like, Nike pants. Like,
the white Under Armour, whatever, coming out of the water. That's almost like guys watching a hot, wet t-shirt contest.
I was looking for D. I'm not going to lie. I was like, move that canvas, John Moody.
You're going to put that towel there, huh?
I need to see that paint stick.
He's like, it's red. I was like, what's red? The painting.
Oh, the painting. Yeah. My face, I'm blushing. Yeah. That's red. John Moody. But,
sorry, I totally went off track.
I mean, basically nothing really happened with John this episode. I mean, Kelsey calls John out at the party, which I really enjoyed. Mm-hmm. What did she say? Well, Kelsey said...
Oh, like his little... isms or whatever. Yeah, she's like, things he says.
Yeah, she said something like, I always expect you're going to say something deep, and then you just say something stupid. And he kind of does.
Yeah.
He doesn't like that.
A little montage. I was like,
I'm surprised he didn't have a date with him tonight.
He was like, you know, butter ain't butter unless it's made by John Moody. Right. John Moody, then it's champagne.
That is the John Moody experience for you.
Yeah. Climbing ladders are hard, so that's why you got to take the steps when you're John Moody. I don't know what this means, John Moody.
I don't know what this means.
I don't know what I'm saying, but don't look at my junk. I'm John Moody. But we were. I'm sorry. I'm just making up stuff. Yeah, I gotta stop. I'm like John Moody. Okay.
Sounds like.
Back to Tamika and her daughter.
So sweet.
Sweet moment, right? Really sweet. I mean, there's been kind of this arc of, is Tamika going to take her daughter out of school? Mm-hmm. Is she going to put her in a school where there's more children who look like her? Mm-hmm. We've talked about this on the show before. And so, but I really thought that, like, what did we think about Tamika taking her, like, with Susan and doing this little interview thing?
I thought that was cute and unique. So to make her feel comfortable, because
that's a good word, unique.
Yeah, because like Tamika said, she was interested in like a YouTube channel and she likes what Susan does. And, you know, Tamika is on TV. So to kind of incorporate what she likes to get her to open up was like very smart of them. Mm-hmm. That's probably Susan's idea. No shade on Tamika.
But you know, we know how Susan's woke. Exactly. We know how it was.
So it was probably her idea to do that. But I thought it was so sweet. And I got emotional because Rainey did start to open up. But what I also liked about Rainey was she started to talk about the little boy that makes fun of her or anything that. And Susan asked her, what does she do? Or how does that make her feel? And she's like, I stand up for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you go, girl. Cute. You know, because she's still young. But the fact that
she's
very woke and she's secure, because that is a lot to where you're the only person that looks like you. But you're still able to stand tall and stand up to someone, you know, teasing you or something. I thought that was beautiful. Mm.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think Susan asked the right questions from the
very
beginning. Yeah.
She
made her feel comfortable, like you said, Elmarie, and she just was in a comfortable environment for her to kind of just loosen up and say how she felt. Because a lot of times, you know, when you have conversations like that, you kind of get embarrassed when there's another person. But for Rainey, she just felt really comfortable. And I liked how Tamika said in Stone, too, and she's like, you know what? I'm raising them to be adults. Like, I'm, you know, you are unique and you are different, but that's what makes you so important and makes you stand out. And she wants her to take that into consideration and use that as a powerful source as she gets older, which is remarkable.
Yeah, it is. It is remarkable. It's just, it's again, it, what I love, what this show has done is they take these little moments that I think that a lot of people don't, whether it's, you know, dealing with like Barry the F word, dealing with their daughter, dealing with Jeff and like being a football player. They take aspects of life that I don't think we think about or know are foreign to us. And they there's like an education on us, but not in a preachy way, but an education by showing you our life.
Yeah.
And I mean, to me, I think that's the power of
television. And Tamika, too, she kept on saying, like, this made me realize I need to step back and really focus on my family. Yeah.
She said Barry was right. Tamika's saying crap she never says in this
episode.
Barry's right. Lord, I don't know what else. Somebody.
She gave us Barry's booty.
Somebody get her a French 75, because that woman is not herself this
Barry's
episode.
Barry's probably like, we should have put you on TV a long time ago.
So, okay. So we're going to talk about, let's talk about John's party. We've still got plenty of time. Then we're going to talk about kind of just our final thoughts on the show as a series, the finale, what we thought about just the finale overall. And then we're also going to jump into some news and some predictions. So, okay. John's party. Let's get to it. This is kind of the build up of the episode. We don't know. There's a lot of things going on, y'all. Well, I don't know. Do we talk about Reagan and Jeff and the pregnancy? Do we talk about? Do we talk? What do we go? Where do we go?
I just want to say everybody looks so fabulous. Oh, I loved Tamika's dress. I loved Reagan's dress. It was just. It was so pretty.
I
want
to go to
so
a grown
good.
Up party like that. Or you, you know, a very
we should
formal
have
party.
One.
We should.
We did.
We kind of
did. It was
prom. We had prom.
Oh. You guys didn't go. I did.
Did you go to AfterBuzz prom?
I did. I went to AfterBuzz prom.
And you dressed up?
And I got a corsage and I dressed up and it was nice. You guys missed out.
I know. I want. I've always
and
wanted
I had a French 75. No, I'm kidding.
No. I always wanted to wear a mermaid dress to prom. And AfterBuzz, I could probably have done it.
You could have.
I could have.
Next, you have to wait till next year.
Next year, I'll be there. So John is up there painting on the roof. Everybody's watching, but we get at the party. And so first thing, I mean, not even... Tamika. Oh, I love
Gian.
You. Do you know what she? You know what you need to work on for season two, Tamika, is some patience. Because she's like... She walks right into that party. She's like, hey, Gian, hey, we're going to talk later about the uncomfortable thing. Talk. That's basically what she did. And Gian was all, you tell Gian was like, oh, this bitch.
Yeah.
She was just like, oh, Lord. Wait, she. I just got her in the house. And she just told me she going to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of the same. I can't hold things very well. So I think that's why I do kind of love Tamika so much, because she kind of... It's she's like the me what I want to be, but I restrain myself. But she's just so like emotional, and I think her daughter's like that too. She's very sensitive. Like, you know, when she cried about being around her family, that was
so
that's
open.
So her mom. Yeah. That's really so her
and
mom.
And she's so real too, Tamika.
She
because
is.
It was like you're standing right here, so I have to acknowledge that. Yes, we have to talk instead of kind of hi.
Which
you know,
I actually do
and
appreciate.
And going around like
I tease you, Tamika, but it is better than like let's get it out. Let's let the skeletons rattle than keep them in the closet.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what she does.
Yeah, because I feel like she could have easily. Been like you, me, go talk right now. She's like, no, I'm setting the mood, just letting you know we're gonna make this happen.
Tamika, at the beginning, she just would have talked about it right there in front of Jesus and everybody. She'd be like, Gian, okay, girl. And then everybody's just standing there like, go get some shrimp.
I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, that food. That food. Reagan made.
I know, Reagan. Mm. Reagan, I want to
so
come
good.
To your house and eat
so
your food.
Good.
Want to eat your food. So they do end up having their, so later on, fast forward, Reagan and Gian do have their talk. Gian looked beautiful too, by the way, actually, at that bit. Who did I say? I said Reagan. Sorry, girls.
Reagan looked good too.
No, but I mean, Gian looked beautiful
too.
Oh,
yeah.
But Gian and Tamika have their talk. Mm-hmm. And y'all, she said, I'm sorry.
She did. She actually said that.
Tamika
words.
Said, I'm sorry.
She said she was sorry. And it was an, I feel like it was an honest apology. Mm-hmm. It was straight to the point. Sorry, let's get over it. Let's try to figure things out.
I think
out.
It was a let's get over it apology. Because if you notice that Tamika said, she said, I said something about your marriage. And then she was like, I'm sorry I said that. You know, she was like, Tamika was like, I ain't sorry about all of it because I was hashtag truth talking. Yeah.
Don't you think it's kind of petty though when someone follows you on social media?
Yeah.
Personally, yeah. My ex.
I just did that because I hit your car. No. That's the only.
My ex-best friend did that to me. She just unfollowed me on social media, and I was like, this is so petty. I'm like, why go out through that trouble and do that?
Did y'all have a talk or a falling out?
Yeah, we had a falling out. We had a talk. I tried to make things work. She chose her boyfriend over our friendship. So. Yeah. I mean, so I'm like, you know what, do you? But I'm like, it's so unnecessary to unfollow someone. So after that, I'm like, why do people do that?
Well, it's hard because on Facebook, you can just unfollow them. So they don't know you unfriended them.
Oh, no. This is
But on Instagram, you unfollow. Mm-hmm. So.
Not only that, I think she blocked her as well. Because I think, she blocked too. Her.
Yep. Yeah, there's a difference.
Tamika was like, oh, I go on, I can't see anything. And it's like,
you were blocked, girl. Yep.
Like, it was disagreement.
My cousin did that too on Facebook.
Oh, on Facebook.
Yeah, because
drama
politics.
Who goes through all that trouble to go to someone's page, unblock, do all like it's just it's
like you don't have to like to me just she just could have unfollowed Tamika.
Yeah, she could.
And that's because to me I'm like. Girl, I'm going to sip that tea and let you follow my life, but I don't know a thing about yours. It's not, you know, it's about my experience. It's not about your experience, the person I'm upset at. But I think that's why I think there might be a little bit of, you know, this kind of jealousy thing with Gian. Like
I think it is
Susan and Rachel said. I just think it's there. But anyway, they worked it out. But as y'all heard, exclusively here, they still really haven't talked, and she just still does not work out with Barry. So, but they also said nothing still has happened really with John, Moody, in the project. So it's like they had this party, and then
that was it.
And that was it, y'all. Okay. There's this like bathroom door that's not even really a door. It's like the flimsiest bathroom door. I would never like go to the real bathroom there. I just feel like I would smell up the whole place. It's not a door. I wouldn't do anything. Or people can hear me pee. I wouldn't do it. But yeah, this bathroom got so much action tonight, y'all.
Sure did.
I mean, first of all, let's talk about
it. Got a lot of booty.
It got a lot of booty, little berry booty. First of all, Reagan is taking. Well, Reagan's pregnant. Or maybe not.
Oh, wait, what?
No.
I was like, what?
So first of all, let's back up a little bit. Reagan does end up taking the pregnancy test in the bathroom, but before that,
Barry.
Yeah, exactly.
What
She's
the?
Like,
oh, I was like, Barry, what?
She tells Tamika not to tell Barry, but Tamika already told Barry, and then Barry
goes, dude, homie.
I was a little bit like, that's not cool.
Yeah, that wasn't cool. Though, yeah,
and also because at first I was like, well, maybe he doesn't know, and that's his friend too. But Tamika saying that Reagan didn't want to have kids or like at that moment should have given you like the maybe don't say anything yet.
Yeah,
you know,
don't get on to your wife the next time you say that she pokes her head nose in people's business because
Barry, you did it,
stop it because
and he had a huge smile on his face when he was telling
my grandma Hazel would have called that a eaten grin. That's what Grandma Hazel called it. But because to me, what if I'm glad she wasn't pregnant? Because what if she was? Then Barry's the one that would have given Jeff that moment.
Aww.
And I'm like, y'all ain't gay married. Yeah. You ain't his wife. That's Reagan's job.
Yeah. Even to tell her that she's late or taking a pregnancy test. Yeah. Like, just that's between them two.
That is between
Because Jeff got his hopes up. He really wants a kid.
He really wants
to start
a kid.
Having children.
Yeah.
Children.
I didn't know that people with his condition die young.
Yeah, that's scary.
Again, I didn't know all this. It's so scary. And my heart always goes out to Reagan when she talks about it because, y'all, that's some real tears. You can tell when she's talking about that. Mm-hmm. And the fact that she talks about it so openly, I'm just like, I love these people. I love them. Well, so Reagan pees on a stick. It's this cute little moment with all the girls in the bathroom with the bad door. Mm-hmm. And she's not pregnant. She screams. We don't know what's happening. She goes and talks to Jeff. Obviously, he is disappointed. And then Tamika thinks that's the best time to go get a little drunk and have sex with her husband in the same bathroom.
Yep. Smooch up the
And you know what? Girl, I would too.
Yeah.
I mean, if I was dating Barry, every bathroom. I don't care if it's McDonald's, babe. We got to go in that one too. Cracker Barrel.
I don't know about that.
No, I don't have my limits. Not with that booty.
Like a gas station restroom? No.
No, okay, I draw the line there.
Okay, there you go.
A clean McDonald's in that bathroom.
I've never seen one. There's no such thing.
But still, so I thought it was great to see them kind of, I feel like the couple that's gone through the most this season has really been probably Reagan and Jeff.
Yeah.
But Tamika and Barry have had a little bit of their ups and downs, and to see them kind of come together, that's quite beautiful.
Yeah, it was really cute. And whatever Tamika was drinking that night, it had her really,
it had her
on the dance floor.
Love him putting cake on his face.
Yeah. She was just, honeymoony.
Yes, I would have put cake in that booty. Just.
Oh.
So, oh, girl, you know me. I would have been like, hey, I would put cake on the cake. Okay? Cake on the bee cake.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
All right,
I love it.
I'm a dirty,
dirty one. I love it.
So Brianna in the booth is just going, Jesus, we're gonna have to edit this out. It's still not explicit. I didn't cuss. And so okay,
oh my god.
So let's talk a little bit about. So
that, I can't focus now.
That was pretty much the episode. Let's talk a little bit. We've got a little time. Let's just talk. What do you think about it? Nope. We got Cray Cray coming up too, but I just want to talk about. Let's do Cray Cray Terror. Let's do Let It's a Le Bon Temps
Cray Cray. We have Cray Cray on our news.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about that
let's
thing?
Let's do Cray Cray. Okay. Then we're going to talk a little bit about just to give what we thought of the overall season and this finale. Okay. And then we're going to talk about news. So can we do some Let It's a Le Bon Temps Cray Cray right now?
Yeah, I want your Cray Cray. I want your Cray
Cray. All right, Cray Cray. Do y'all know yours? I know mine. Are we ready? Okay, El Marie, hit it.
My Les Bon Temps Cray Cray moment was finding out that Tamika and Barry actually filed for divorce once. Like, it's one thing if you separate. It was really quick if you catch it when they were in the kitchen talking. And then you're like, we separated once. We filed for divorce. I'm like, well, that was serious. Yeah. Couples separate a lot and then sometimes they come together. But to actually file those papers, that's real.
I'm glad
real.
They didn't.
I'm glad they didn't go through with it, yes. And they found their way back to each other, so that's cool.
Found their way back home. Yeah. Mate Carillo. Mm-hmm. I mine.
Yeah, go.
Mine in my Les Le Bon Temps Cray Cray is Kelsey. Okay, girl, I want you to listen. You do not go into your mama's house the first day and start bitching at her son. Yeah. You just don't. Like, you say, babe, let's go to Sonic and get a cherry limeade or something. And then you have a talk in the car. Because I know you're going to live there and that's your home, but it's not your home. Mm-hmm. It's your mother-in-law's home, girl. That is a Liza Cray Cray, hashtag not Southern, hashtag not smart.
Ooh, that was all those hashtags.
All those hashtags. What about you?
Mine has to go to Reagan because she's not pregnant. And I wanted her to be pregnant. So that's my cray-cray moment. Because it was building up to that experience. And then I thought, oh my God, we're all going to find out together that she's pregnant. And she's not.
And she's not.
So, and it was I was, just pizza. We were, yeah, and Elmarie and I were stalking everyone's Instagram because we're like, somebody has to be pregnant. Mm-hmm. So if one of you guys are pregnant, like, you need to come forward.
Let us know. We'll do an extra interview. We'll do an AfterBuzz announcement.
Yeah.
Y'all have all of our information because we're thirsty bees.
Mm-hmm. One of the baby.
Yeah. Okay, overall, I got to say, love this season. Mm-hmm. We obviously don't know if we're going to get season two. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the ratings have been like at all. I've tried to Google it, but it's hard to find out with Bravo. Love this season. Love these characters. And I have to say, because obviously we love them, but we talk truth on AfterBuzz too. I feel like a little bit like this was. I feel like this was kind of the weakest episode. Actually, was the finale to me.
Yeah.
Did y'all feel that too? Not a lot happened, right?
No.
Yeah. And I felt a little bit. It was the only time I've ever felt. Sometimes they were like, "We need to make this more finale-ish." Where, because I almost feel like I wish like last week's episode felt like a finale.
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah. Yes.
It was like, stuff went down. So we have any comments?
Yes, we do. We have some comments on our live chat. So if you guys are watching us live, you can go ahead and comment. We have Doran saying Tamika made up with Gian. That's sweet. And then having us ask, what do we think about the season finale as we're talking right now? Mm-hmm. And then Doran also says, Tamika and Barry's fake sex scene. Oh, okay, really? Bravo. So I guess they thought it was fake.
Again,
a lot of people thought it actually in our comments are saying it was fake. And then I'm sorry if I'm saying your name right, Sayohus says, backup, don't ever move in with your boyfriend's mama. Mm. And then they're like, Doran also says, bad idea because Justin's mama was already budding in their relationship, so not cool. Oh. So we have all these mixed comments coming
mixed
in.
Mixed comments.
Yeah.
But I think some people felt like maybe that it was just the finale did feel not, it did, there were some things that necessarily didn't feel fake, but they just didn't, like everything seemed.
Up.
Yeah. Things are a little, but I get it. Their first season, I feel like we still have, the main thing I think is that you want really good characters that are interesting, mm-hmm. and they have that.
Yes.
And I just think that, honestly, I think he's really hot, but I kind of think John Moody's one of the most boring people on the show. Mm-hmm. I love him. Mm-hmm. I want to look. They just got pissed.
No.
But his personality is just, we haven't seen that.
Yeah.
He didn't bring a lot.
So I think this was like his party and it was about him. Mm-hmm. It's much different when Reagan's trying to host a party, Tamika's trying to, because we get their crazy of them like trying to do everything. And we didn't get that. No. So I think that kind of, they're like, all right, we got to make John's. It's John and Gian and that's it. I give it like a, B. But everything else to me, episode's been like a good like AA plus that I've really enjoyed.
I agree. Yeah. It's just been building up and I expected a little bit more.
But I feel like we've got a good way to go for season two and we're going to talk about that in our predictions. Yeah. But first, let's talk about some AfterBuzz news.
AfterBuzz TV news.
Woo! Got some news going.
It's
hot in here. Like I got to take off. Elle Marie hit us with the news while I take off my sweater.
So like we said, we were kind of stalking out everyone's social media. So we have a few pictures from their social media. So first we have Tamika and Barry. She posted this in her IG story. This is their look from Gian and John's party.
Gorge.
Tonight from the season finale.
Beautiful.
That's pretty cute. And then, you know, the whole thing of is Reagan
pizza?
Pregnant or not? So we have Reagan there. She's like, is it pizza or a baby? Now we know it's pizza.
Now we know it's pizza.
She looks really, really pregnant there.
She does. But she could be sick and I don't know her life.
Yeah. Before we found out, we were both like, I think it's a baby.
Yeah, but even her baby. Positioning.
Yeah.
But like when I eat one of those corn dogs at Disneyland, let's be honest, I eat two. It looks like that.
You look prego.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, mm-hmm. we also have Tamika posted about the pregnancy, and she kind of did a little poll on Twitter to see who everyone thought was pregnant. And I looked at the results, and everyone, for the most part, I don't have a photo of that, but everyone, for the most part, thought it would be Reagan.
Yeah, I voted.
A lot of people thought Kelsey, too. She came in second.
So we thought Kelsey was, because hold up, y'all. What was that weird button at the end where it was like 1 hour later? And wait, is Kelsey a virgin?
No.
But it's like she
I'm
was
gonna
like,
appear to be
"Oh, I'm gonna be a virgin in your mama's house."
Yeah.
So she was saying no sex.
Yeah.
Oh, I just Justin.
I don't even know her, and I'm like, no.
Justin, you look good, sweetie. And with that voice, you call me, and I'll
listen. Speaking of,
you won't need
good.
No woman.
Speaking of looking
good.
Good.
Uh oh.
Okay.
John Moody on the Instagram.
But yes, John Moody's Instagram.
He ain't born now. I take that back. I take it back. That
but
man.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, for a second, let's just like take our focus off of him for a moment and
I
look
can't.
At the painting.
His painting is incredible. It's truly incredible. I would want to buy his art one day, but I can't afford the John Moody experience.
Starts at 10K.
Maybe
that's what he said.
Gift us something, right?
He ain't gonna get. You know what?
Speak up.
John Moody, Elle Marie
what
wants
Debbie
a painting.
Downer.
She's like, I got a napkin, y'all, from John Moody. You better frame that, girl. Frame
it'll
that.
Be worth something.
Better frame that.
Yeah, so that's all we had for the news, just stalking out through social media.
To go on Barry and Justin's social media, there's a cute thing they did with Bravo with like them talking about weird laws, like you can't practice voodoo and stuff and trying to guess in New Orleans if it's true or false.
Oh, wow.
So it's funny little videos. Y'all should check that out on their Insta as well. Okay, let's talk about our predictions for season 2.
TV predictions.
Oh, it's different. It's different now. Oh, I'm used
okay,
to it.
Okay, we're switching
like
it up. Leveling up.
Okay, so we don't have a ton of time, but let's just talk about kind of where we think characters are going to go next, or where we would like to see them go. So let's just start off with Tamika and Barry. Where do we think we're going to see them go for season 2, where we would like?
I think they're going to continue on and still be married and have this great relationship as they do. But I think that maybe someone else might jump into the picture, not only Gian, and kind of meddle into the marriage again.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. They're such a power couple. And so for me, it's like whenever people see that, it's like these thirsty women or anybody else love to jump into that and cause more drama.
That's a good point. I was actually going to kind of say like the opposite, because Tamika is starting to listen now.
And that's what I'm thinking.
Be more open. Mm-hmm. I think that their relationship will get a little bit better, and the intimacy of their relationship is going
to
get better.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. I thought it might be a work thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's wanting to. I know when we interviewed, she said she had changed jobs. So maybe it's her really trying to find that work-life balance, because I think that's going to be hard for her.
Yeah.
Because that is hard for her. And I think for Barry, it's just going to be about him growing his business, you know, and really just being the wonderful family man that he is.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff and Reagan, what do we think?
Baby.
I mean, who knows?
I know.
You think baby?
So. I want baby.
Yeah.
I don't think Reagan's ready, y'all. But she just got to law school.
Like, wasn't this like a year ago that they filmed?
It was.
It was.
But so she just graduated law school. Like
that was recent. Okay.
Yeah, that was recent.
I was thinking law school was last year as well, because I was going to say, you know, with that, maybe with that little bit of a scare, maybe they'll be like, well, you know what? Let's go ahead and try now for real.
You know what? But you were gone that week that we talked about. Yeah. Like, because she put it on social media, like with the graduation cap. It was like 2 months ago.
That's right.
So, because I think she's going to, I think what I love about Reagan is that even they live in this big house, she comes from this practical mindset. And so I think she feels like, no matter the, I've got to make sure money is coming in, because my husband could be on disability.
Oh,
he could be dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And like, I've got, would have to take care of my kids.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I think that she's going. All right. I mean, John Moody's just going to be John Moody, y'all. I would like to see some more of the quirk of John Moody. I would love that. Maybe him dating somebody.
A little bit more personality.
Yeah, so a little more personality, John.
That,
like,
means less clothes.
Great, but more personality.
But yeah, I want to see that John Moody booty. Barry's been showing it. I'm ready. Okay, so let's talk also about Kelsey and Justin.
They'll be in the same spot.
Kelsey, El Marie ain't got no hope for you. El Marie just put it down.
You know what? On our live chat, we had Doran say, I feel like Justin's girlfriend is going to break up with him because Justin isn't ready to commit. And then somebody else, Sayo, who says she should break up with him with a quickness.
Those
are their predictions.
I don't
think she's going to either. I think they're still going to be together and try to make it work in her parents' house, his parents' house.
All right. Well, I think like I said, I'm excited for season two because I feel like, I hope they get a season two because I feel like they've set up the characters of the show and now we kind of know who they are. Mm-hmm. And I think next season I'd like to see just kind of a mix up of different character pairings that we don't see. And also, I just feel like I don't want them to, but I kind of, you know that like when Reagan and Tamika have a blow up, you know it's epic.
Yeah.
But you know they come back together, but you still know because they're like sisters.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, there could be...
I mean, it'll be for good TV, unfortunately.
It'll be good TV.
Yeah, it'll be good
TV.
I'm
just thinking about the popcorn, y'all.
Right.
But I want them to all work out in the end.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So anybody else that I missed? I think that's about it. Gian's still going to be thirsty. Y'all know it.
Aw,
we want Rachel. Rachel,
yes, we want
season
Rachel.
Regular. Rachel, put her in the show.
Yes, Rachel.
Love her.
Yeah. And Susan,
and
too.
Susan.
And
yes.
Susan. Yeah.
Susan. Just give a Susan and Rachel show. They just call it hashtag truth talk.
Yeah.
They could
schooling
work
everyone. Both
schooling
of them.
Everyone. That's like, what it's called. Schooling everyone. Yeah. Well, we definitely hope you can keep up with us too. All of them on our social media and stuff like that. We're going to be talking about this show still in the summer. Mm-hmm. We're doing Southern Charm.
It's so good.
It's
you
so
guys.
Good. And we have big news on Southern Charm coming up next Thursday. So be sure to check that out.
Yeah.
Oh, I won't be here too. I'm gone. I'm in Oklahoma.
Right. Oh, you're going to miss out.
I'm going to miss out. But tell everybody where they can find you. Keep up with us.
Well, guys, you can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElMarieTV.
And you can find me everywhere at MyTheCreole_.
Yes, and you can find me at TheMattMar, 2 T's, 2 R's. And again, y'all, we'll be continuing this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know that these people are still going to be, we follow them on Instagram. You know they're still going to be doing stuff. So
someone has their number.
Yeah, we're still going to be following you. We will let you know what is going on in Southern Charm, New Orleans. But for everybody else, we love you. Thank you so much
for
watching this show. We'll see you next season. Laissez les
bon temps.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.